Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Growing up on a farm in eastern South Dakota, Sturgis artist and musician Paul Peterson watched his father struggle to stay on the land. That experience runs through his paintings, exploring the heartbreak and hope in the state's rural landscape through a century of change. The Dahl Art Center in Rapid City just opened a new exhibit of Paul Peterson's work. It's called In Denial of Context, Landscapes and Other Ephemera. Paul Peterson joins us now from our studios at the Dahl. And Paul, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Oh, hi, Carl. Thanks.
Well, the title of the exhibit, In Denial of Context, what is the context that you're denying?
Well, I think I'm really just, I want to paint, and it's all about painting. And in the larger art world, sometimes if your work refers to, you know, regional issues or more, you know, in this case, rural issues, I feel like maybe it's easy for that work to be marginalized. And so this is just really about me trying to do my own thing.
Mm-hmm. And your own thing, you have your own approach to landscape paintings. They're often quite colorful, not always strictly representative. Some can be rather abstract. How did you develop your style, of landscape painting?
Well, it took a while. I really wasn't all that interested in painting landscape even until I don't know, maybe it was like 93, 94. And I'd been painting for a while at that point already, some at USD, some at Black Hills State. And I'd been living in Spearfish. And I kind of got to a point in my life where I felt like I wanted to go back home and, you know, work with my dad on the farm. I was missing it, missing being outside and being, you know, part of that, part of what was going on. So I left in April, and there was this, one of those, you know, April blizzards. And so I left Spearfish in, you know, 2 feet of snow and drove across the state, and I went down 81, and things were just getting green and lush. And then, you know, I turned east, drove through Irene, and, you know, there's that stretch of kind of rolling farmland and the sloughs and everything. And it was just lush and green and beautiful. And I thought, man, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. I really want to, you know, this is something that I feel like I need to express in my work. And, you know, shortly after that, I ended up at a reception for a friend of mine at the South Dakota Art Museum. And instead of hanging out at his reception, I ended up looking at the Harvey Dunns. Mm. And I don't know, I guess up until that point, I didn't have a really good feeling for those paintings, but I'd never seen them in person, and I didn't realize how powerful they really were. And so that had a really strong effect on me.
And what was the power of the Harvey Dunn paintings? What was it that really grabbed you?
Well, I think, you know, with any painting, you know, if it's powerful, it's well composed, you know, there, like with his work, there's a lot of contrast in light and darkness. And he also uses a lot of paint to, you know, a really great end. And I found that use of paint to be just, I'd never really seen anything like that before. And now that I've, you know, once I got more into painting and was able to go to some museums and stuff, I see it, you know, other places. But, I mean, that was the first time I'd seen paint used like that, and it was really exciting. And so, you know, there was the landscape, there was this representational thing going on, but there was also this, you know, the paint had a life of its own.
Well, that was the important thing of seeing the Harvey Dunn paintings in person, because there you can see the paint, you can see what he did.
Right, and on the postcards, you know, in the any photograph of the work, it just doesn't come through.
Now, your own paintings, Paul, there's a certain amount of autobiography that's going on?
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, yeah, that took a while to come to terms with, too. You know, there was just, first of all, I had to, you know, I wanted to become proficient as a painter. And, you know, I'd taken classes at BH, and we studied design and color theory and all that. And I'd taken some classes at USD. And since I was back on the farm, I went back to school at USD. And, you know, I was challenged a little bit more to think of my painting in terms of, you know, not a painting, but like this thing, you know, like an object. And, you know, there's a couple different ways you can look at that. But the way I chose to look at it is that it was like really just kind of like part of myself, an extension of who I am and in my, the sum of my experiences. And I started to, you know, get introduced to more, you know, expressive ways of making a picture. And just after, actually, that took a few years to sink in. I never, you know, I had to be exposed to that idea and let it, you know, steep for a while before. And it was, I think it was, I ended up teaching in Freeman, South Dakota for a while. And you know, previous to that, you know, I'd watched, you know, these small farms being sold off and, you know, larger farms being created from all these sell-offs and, you know, families leaving the land. And, you know, I looked through, I went to Pleasant Valley Lutheran Church when I was a kid, and that's where I was confirmed. And, you know, looking through an old, you know, they would do a photo annual every year. And looking through the photo annual and just seeing the, you know, there was just so many people there. And, you know, it's just not the same now. And I just, but I accepted it. You know, I just thought that's the way, it, you know, bigger is better. You just keep getting bigger and everything's going to be great. And then I got to Freeman and there's these families that are, you know, just finding really unique and innovative ways to keep their community going and keeping it alive and vibrant and, you know, making a way there. And so that's, I guess that's where this whole thing started to come together for me, and that the paintings couldn't be just like these real simple, you know, well-composed landscapes that, you know, when people said, asked me, where is that? And I, you know, were like, oh, well, that's, you know, I, you know, it wasn't about, you know, a specific, it was about a place, you know, it was about, but it was also about kind of the energy of that place and the feelings and the people and the emotions tied to it. And maybe questioning whether the way things were going really was the best way.
So your work is emotionally charged. There's that really strong connection. It's more than, as you mentioned, just a picture of a place.
Yeah, they're paintings of emotions, and they're very subjective. They're very, you know, they're from inside. You know, they're interior. They're kind of paintings of like what's inside of me when I'm thinking about this or what I'm feeling.
So you know, you know, there's that emotional expression that you're doing through your paintings. But at the same time, as you mentioned, then there's that whole open for people to bring their own interpretations and find their own emotional connections to your work.
Oh yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I don't, I mean, I hope, yeah, I hope that's part of it too, yeah.
Now, some of this is based in from what I read, your own father's struggles to stay on the land as a farmer?
Oh, well, you know, he farmed through the 80s, and I think that was a particularly, you know, difficult time. You know, things have been up. Right now, things are great, mm-hmm. actually, you know, with, you know, the prices of, you know, corn and beans and everything. But, yeah, it was, it's been a struggle, especially, you know, when I was, I guess, maybe why this kind of stuck with me is because, you know, I graduated from high school in 85, and that was kind of, you know, I think that was really kind of the darkest hour for the family farm.
That was really the thick of the farm crisis.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been in the Black Hills area?
I moved out here first. Well, let's say at first, I first came out here in 85 and, to go to school at BH, and I kind of, I was here for a year, and then I think I went back and I worked on the farm and went to USD, and I kind of did that for a number of years. And then, in 2000 was when I moved out. And I've been out here ever since.
Has living there in the hills, has that had much of an impact on your painting style or the themes?
I don't think it really has. What it's kind of given me is a little bit of distance. I feel like by being out here, I've been able to look at, my formative years and the rural experience and with a little bit of more from in a personal way. I'm not like in the thick of it so much anymore. And my imagination is allowed to, my memory is, I'm using my memory and my imagination and more in recalling, that place. And so I think, the distance is really what has made a difference for me and allowed me to explore some of these ideas in a more subjective way.
Now, the paintings that you have at the Dahl Art Center, the new exhibit in Denial of Context, are these recent paintings or they go back a little bit further?
2008, I believe, is the oldest painting. So most of them are from, they're mostly from the last 3 or 4 years.
And what's it like for you to have this exhibition at the Dahl?
It's huge. Uh-huh. It was really intimidating at first. It was terrifying. I try to have a show every year somewhere, but unfortunately over the years the galleries in a lot of the universities and the art centers in the area have been getting smaller because of financial constrictions. And so previous to getting the South Dakota Arts Grant, which is kind of what sort of led to the show, the show I'd had was at Dakota State. And of course, 15, 20 years ago, the gallery was twice the size and now it's much smaller. And so, it's really amazing for me to see this much work up and this, work that's this size, in such a fine gallery. It's makes me feel like an artist again. It's great. It's good.